Leading the news, the Prime Minister is ramping up the pressure on the opposition over those changes to citizenship laws. Legislation to strip Australian citizenship from dual nationals involved in terrorism will come before Parliament on Wednesday. Now, Labor supports the move in principle, but wants to see the actual legislation before giving it its final support.
Labor's Shadow Attorney General says about foreign fighters that you should get them back here. Well, this government is doing everything it can to keep these terrorists out of Australia.
The Matildas have defeated Brazil 1-0 in the Women's Soccer World Cup in Canada. Kaia Simon scored the winning goal in the 80th minute of the game. Australia now advances to the quarterfinals, where they'll play either Japan or the Netherlands. In the United States, hundreds of worshippers have returned to a church in Charleston for the first time since last week's massacre. Police also attended the memorial service as extra security. 21-year-old Dylan Roof has been charged with shooting dead 9 black church members during a Bible study meeting. And a fiery truck crash is causing major headaches for motorists in Sydney this morning. 2 trucks have collided on the M7 motorway at Eastern Creek in the city's west. One of the trucks has caught fire. South and northbound lanes have now reopened, but traffic, we're told, is still moving very slowly.